From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people and wounded around 40 others. The deadliest attack in Kabul when a suicide bomber approached a minibus on foot and detonated explosives, killing 14 and wounding another 8. Those killed were Nepalese security guards, part of a company looking after the security of the Canadian embassy. Ayaz Ghul reports for VOA from that region.
And then a couple of hours later, there was another roadside bomb in the city that targeted a provincial legislator, although he was slightly wounded, but his two security guards are described as in critical condition.
Afghanistan's chief executive, Abdullah Abdullah, has condemned these acts as terror and intimidation. More than 30,000 people have left the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the past 3 days as government forces stormed into its center, pushing Islamic State fighters into the northern part of the city. Refugees are in camps operated by groups like the Norwegian Refugee Council. The NRC's Carl Schembri tells VOA the refugees are in a desperate situation.
They've been eating rotting expired dates and drinking from the river, which is unfit for drinking. And now they are finding themselves out there, and we are unable to cope and to help everyone.
There is some concern that Islamic State militants have reportedly sent their wives and children out of the city with the refugees. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared the Iraqi fighters have been victorious in their effort to take control of the city, which was under IS control for more than 2 years. Meantime, it is World Refugee Day, so declared by the UNHCR. This is VOA News.